Jacob Frey.
We are getting assistance from both mutual aid jurisdictions as well as the request to the governor for the National Guard, and we're appreciative of the assistance. Our community is tired. Our officers are tired. Our businesses are tired. And this additional support is necessary. And again, the chaos that we are seeing is caused directly by ICE, Border Control, and this federal administration. Our top priority is keeping our neighbors and businesses safe, and the additional support will help us do that. Our community service officers are helping to deliver food to families that are in need. Community members are out there peacefully protesting, making sure that their voices are heard. They're escorting workers to their jobs. They're taking care of daycares. It has been extraordinary how people around our city have stepped up during this difficult time. And there is an incredible group of leaders in senators and members of Congress that are here with me to deliver a powerful message in just a couple of minutes. We're also working closely with our immigration task force to make sure that clear and transparent information is coordinated. We'll continue to do everything in our power to keep our neighbors safe and to stand up for our immigrant communities. Most of the protests that we've seen have remained peaceful. Let's keep it that way. Let's not counter Donald Trump's chaos with our own version of chaos here. I understand that people are angry. I'm angry. I understand that people are experiencing trauma. It makes sense. Our communities have been placed on the very front line, and this has been ongoing now for weeks. It must end. Remember, it's only our city that will suffer if there is damage or destruction that is done. Finally, to the victims' family and friends, our hearts are with you. Our love goes out to you. I know that there is nothing that I can say right now that will ease the pain. But I hope you know that Minneapolis cares deeply for you.
Not deeply enough to like do anything about it, though.
435,000 residents that will do everything possible to stand with you. With that, I'll turn it over to Chief O'Hara, who can give more of an update on the plans for tonight.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. I'm going to provide a brief update.
Wasn't his rhetoric initially more based? You think he had a talking to? Yeah, he said, ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis. But obviously, like, to Democrats, words are just a tool that you use to achieve elections so that you can go back to being the pencil-pushing bureaucrat that you were born to be. So it doesn't reflect in any way his feelings or sincerity or whatever. It doesn't matter.
On the events today and our plans to maintain order in the city. I recognize that this is a volatile and emotional situation, and our focus remains, as it always has been, on de-escalation, slowing things down, and maintaining peace and order in this city. The situation is stable right now, and it is peaceful, and we intend to keep it that way. After our last press update, additional residents and demonstrators gathered today, and the situation deteriorated. Local and state law enforcement officers were surrounded on multiple sides by a mix of protesters and also agitators who engaged in unlawful acts. Individuals began erecting barricades, throwing glass bottles, ice chunks, and at least two separate fires were started in the immediate vicinity. Minneapolis police had to escort firefighters so that they could safely extinguish those fires. The number one priority of our police officers is to protect life and maintain public safety for all people in our community.
And so, but heaven forbid we go after and arrest the people who are murdering others and committing crimes. You know, like, we want to protect you, but obviously we can't protect you against the Nazi thugs that have invaded our city streets.
Given the volatility and rising public safety risks for residents, for demonstrators, and police officers, state and local law enforcement did deploy less lethal and gas munitions at that assembly in order to allow for a safe egress of law enforcement and to prevent further violence and damage. We do everything that we possibly can to de-escalate whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
And the actions that were taken today were in response to a dangerous and escalating situation that already had multiple confrontations. The gathering at the scene now is peaceful, and we need everyone to respect the lives and property of all people in our community. In order to maintain that peace, we have established a vehicle exclusionary zone in the affected area. That zone has allowed traffic to be safely managed and has significantly reduced the risk of escalation, ensuring access for emergency vehicles, for residents of the area, and for lawful, peaceful demonstrations. This zone will be maintained by uniformed police officers of the Minneapolis Police Department, working alongside members of the Minnesota National Guard. National Guard members will be wearing fluorescent yellow safety traffic vests and will be working alongside uniformed Minneapolis police. In addition to the Minnesota State Patrol and Hennepin County Sheriff's Office that assisted at the scene, the St. Paul Police, Ramsey County Sheriff's Office, and numerous Hennepin County suburban police departments are assisting with answering 911 calls in the city of Minneapolis today. The loss of human life, yet again, is a tragedy. We pray all people can recognize that.
Loss of life, tragedy, like a natural disaster, you know? Like a guy having a heart attack. Just happens.
And we extend our condolences, as the mayor has said, to the loved ones of the deceased. To the people of our city, we understand that the pressure has been building for weeks. We understand the hurt and frustration that this causes. But again...
The pressure, the hurt, this causes. It almost makes you forget who did what. It almost makes you forget that the thing that happened was... seven ICE agents beating a man on the ground, pistol whipping him with his own gun, and then shooting him 10 times in the head while he laid there unarmed and defenseless, and then walked off laughing about it, you know?
If you choose to come out, if you choose to demonstrate, peacefully assemble, do so lawfully, and understand that the men and women in this uniform standing here tonight are committed first and foremost to protecting the lives of every single person in this city. We will continue to monitor the update, monitor the situation, and provide updates as needed. Senator.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Chief, for your strong leadership during this crisis. I'm joined today by Senator Smith, as well as Representatives McCollum and Morrison, and joining us in a statement are Representatives Craig and Omar. Our message is really clear. And straightforward.
Noam is back. We're doing this now.
We need ICE out of Minnesota. They are not making us more safe. As the tragic, tragic killing this morning, as people saw it viscerally on that video, shows us they are making us less safe. With 3,000 agents, which of course includes border control, outnumbering the sworn police officers in Minneapolis and St. Paul by 3-1, and even larger than the 10 metropolitan police departments. This is completely out of whack, completely.
It's out of whack.
Out of balance, and now three people have been shot, two resulting in death. One, Renee Good, mother of three, and now Alex Preddy.
Very tactful of her to try this voice, you know, the like wavery, teary voice.
A 37-year-old Minneapolis man, a citizen, also a nurse. They both have families that love them very much. This city has been under siege. And I want to make something clear. As the mayor and the police chief are doing their job for this city, it's not just the cities. It's not just Minneapolis and St. Paul, as you'll hear from the members of Congress. It is the suburbs where kids have been lured in and abducted. It is small towns all across our state, rural areas. This has gone way beyond some stated purpose of the fraud investigation or apprehending violent offenders.
Pretending this was ever about that is apologia for the regime. So, like, if Gestapo made their way to your neighborhood and local, like, relative, like, SPD leaders were like, this has gone way beyond the initial stated intent of excising Jewry from our school districts. You're just killing people, you know? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's not what this is about anymore when you have 3,000 agents overwhelming sworn police officers. I took part in that peaceful and powerful march yesterday. All those peaceful people.
No, that's Jesus Christ. Like, all the only thing that matters to them is that it was peaceful. Complicity and quiet is all they ask of you.
And then we wake up this morning to this horror.
Just lie down
as
and
members
die.
Of Congress, we are calling on this administration to get ICE out of our towns, off of our streets. It will make us more safe. We, as a congressional group up here, strongly opposed the ICE funding this week. We opposed it this summer when our Republican colleagues tripled the budget, $75 billion. It is now more than the FBI. They reduced the training from 5 months to 47 days.
Over and over and over and over and over again. The problem with ICE is that they're not well trained enough. We need to give them more money so they can be trained well. Yeah.
These are the results.
I wonder if she's going to be one of the Senate Democrats to vote for the ICE appropriations bill. The ICE funding, the $19 billion additional dollars.
We are also calling for a full and transparent investigation. We have done this before in Minnesota, coordinating with local and state and federal law enforcement. And if they're not going to do it, then they need to get out of the way and allow our very professional Bureau of Criminal Apprehension to conduct the investigation into these killings.
They need to? What are you going to do if they don't?
And finally, we call on our Republican colleagues to stand with us. I know they know what's going on here, because it's happening in their own districts. We have, of course, these shootings, but it is a lot more than that. They know that something's wrong when a Hmong elder is pulled out of a house in his underwear and slippers, and they figure out, about an hour later, they got the wrong guy, and in fact, the guy they were
looking for... Hmong elder? What a fucking consultancy-driven phrase. You think the average American knows about the specific sub-ethnic Vietnamese, right, group you're referring to? This shit, this was all of this is all this teary bullshit. 5 minutes ago, she was talking with a bunch of fucking DC suits about the exact rhetoric and style. Laos, thank you. Style she was going to use. Why else would she speak this way?
Looking for is actually in jail. Or a two-year-old, a case my office worked on, in addition to hundreds more, who's taken with her dad and then put on a plane to Texas when her mom is desperately trying to get her. We got her back. But none of this should be happening.
No NRI statement yet that I'm aware of.
So we call on our Republican colleagues to join us because we have warned this administration. I have personally
warned this administration, as though this wasn't the intended outcome. Oh, we invite Republicans. What a novel effort, you know? A call for bipartisanship. This time, surely it'll work.
That there would be more deaths, that more of this would happen. And clearly they're not listening. So we ask people around the country to talk to their Republican representatives to make clear that this is not the America that is ours.
Oh, my fucking God.
This has got to stop. And with that, I turn it over to my colleague, Senator Smith.
Good afternoon, everyone. So today, federal agents beat and then shot multiple times and killed 37-year-old Alex Jeffrey Preddy, a U.S. citizen, a Minneapolis resident, and a VA nurse. Eyewitness video shows, once again, reckless, violent, and dangerous federal agents taking the life of a Minnesotan. And rather than following standard law enforcement practice, which is focused on public safety and de-escalation, they have killed another person. and the Trump administration has already called Alex Pretty a domestic terrorist.
Wow.
He was a nurse. We send our heartfelt condolences to his family and to his friends. And all Americans should be outraged at this unaccountable, violent federal force, which is operating with impunity in our city. And you need to know, America, that if it can happen here, it can happen in your community, too. So we gather here to say, first, I want to say to the president, you must stop Operation Metro Surge immediately and send these ICE agents home so our communities can be safe. Second,
what if he doesn't?
It is essential that Trump...
Or what? Yeah, or what? Or what?
Trusted, impartial state investigators at the BCA are allowed to fully investigate what happened here today. Third, I urge my neighbors to express our grief and outrage at this killing and at the federal invasion of our cities peacefully and with the love that we showed yesterday when so many thousands of us.
The love? Fuck, I genuinely, like, I hope you all know that every thought you think I have about the people in the Trump administration, I have them twice over for these people. The love? Lady, that was a hate rally. Hate is good when the thing you hate is bad. It's good to hate Nazis. It's good to hate evil. Love? They hate ICE. Minneapolis is being united in their hatred of ICE.
Showed up in support of our community. And finally, we must have our Republicans in Congress, they must join with us to condemn this violent and unfettered violent abuse of power and to stop it.
Wow.
And they can do that by refusing to fund this agency so long as it continues to kill and terrorize Americans. That is
just so long as they... Okay, so you back off Minneapolis, then the ICE funding's back on. Even in their, in their suggestions as to what the regime should do to accommodate their polite requests, they're like, don't worry, it won't be for long.
But Senator Klobuchar and I will be working on in the United States Senate. And I just want to close by thanking so much the local law enforcement and fire departments, not only here in Minneapolis, but all across the state, that have been doing everything that they could, everything that you can to keep our cities safe. I once worked in City Hall, and I know what it's like, and I am so grateful for their relentless work to keep our communities safe. Representative McCollum.
Thank you. Well, we have a saying in Congress that we agree and reflect in our remarks those that have spoken before us. So I'm going to take a slightly different tact. You know, today, this morning, Saturday, we lost another life, and it didn't have to be that way. To all the protesters who have been out there peacefully protesting.
I'm gonna lose my fucking mind, dude. I'm gonna lose my fucking mind, dude. Holy shit. I can't do this shit. I really, really, really can't.
Who have been harmed and injured, it shouldn't be happening to you either. But I want to take a second, as Senator Smith was, just to reflect on the community. St. Paul stands with you, Minneapolis. The East and West Metro, we're united, as well as all Minnesotans. My phones have been ringing off the hook from frustrated members of communities that are asking me to talk to their Republican members of Congress to do something about the escalation of chaos and violence that has been caused by the presence of the Department of Homeland Security. Representative Morrison and I, along with Representative Omar and Craig, had an opportunity to show with our votes on the House floor just this week how disappointed we are that the president refuses to listen. Oh, well, we're more than disappointed. We are outraged. Part of the bill that was on the floor was to provide more body cameras for ICE. Well, they have them already in the thousands, and they refuse to wear them. So, Secretary Noem, have your officers suit up and put on their body cameras.
Is this all there is to life? Is this reality? Sometimes I feel like the past 2 years especially have been some kind of sick Black Mirror-esque mind trick to subject me to stimuli in an effort to turn me into the world's most insufferable Maoist. You know? I'm trying to hold on to my sanity here, but like I feel like stuff like this really makes you think he must have been cooking, right? 40 million people die. Also kill all the sparrows. You're making pig iron. But you can't eat? I don't fucking care. That's almost a rational response to a world like this. Like, you really start to sympathize. Gotta fix the problem somehow. I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind, man. Holy shit. I 100% get you. This shit damn near makes me a tanky. Are they this out of touch, or are they blunting out of fear? We might never fully know. You know? We might never fully know. We might never understand, like, the composition of values and beliefs and incentives that that drive them to this. It's truly baffling, you know, on every level. And it's so much more baffling than the Republicans, isn't it? Because we understand them. We know they want death. Okay. They sure do get it. We know what they want, and they act in the ways that they have a visible and evident set of biases and goals that they work to achieve. This is beyond me. I mean, we know what it is, right? It's the deep state. I've been using that term a lot lately, but unfortunately, it's the problem is that it's that kind of populist shorthand attracts low IQ people who want to say, well, it's like the Illuminati or the Freemasons or the Jews. And obviously, these have always been like very stupid gestures at an underlying truth. The underlying truth being that, obviously, corporate interests control our government. You know, corporate interests, MIC, whatever you want. Like, we know, obviously, it's literally the only explanation for why things play out the way they do. You know? So, I mean, like, what specific prompts are they getting to make them like this? Honestly, I don't fucking know. I have no idea. Just put that in big block quotes and put it on the skyscrapers, man. From a Democrat, from the, what is it, mayor of St. Paul? So, Kristi Noem, get your officers to suit up and put on those body cameras.